I just want to be able to go out the house and not have a man looking at me, some type of, like, looking at me like they want to eat me. I think I started getting catcalled when I was about 15. So, like, 15 to 17, it was constant. Every single
time. In school uniform?
In school uniform. I've experienced a man that did everything without me asking. I've experienced a man that did fuck all.
And where is the guy that did everything?
Huh?
Welcome back to Sliders Podcast. This is your host, Mo, aka The Wild Card. And today I'm joined by...
Who's Taff? Find out on the pod, aka The Champion. And we also got...
Your boy Tom, Boys in the Streets, one of our
boys. And we've also got a guest today.
Chantel, aka Sean Bakes.
Sean Bakes, okay. Hey, we love a little plug.
We love to promote black businesses. Okay. For free as well, Tom.
No. Taff has, I don't know what it is, but everything he must monetize. I was like, let's share a charity. Taff was like, how much they paying us still? money I can make, bro. We're broke. We don't make money off this.
Okay, but today's a special episode because for the first time in a while, we have a woman on the podcast. Okay, so what we've decided to do is take advantage of this momentous occasion.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to dive into Reddit, a particular subreddit called Ask Woman. Okay, and we're going to get Chantel's opinions and then bounce them off with our own responses. Okay, are you guys ready?
Yes, sir.
We're going to start a bit, you know, light, then work our way up into heavier.
And can I just say, I'm using this as a moment for me to learn and grow as an individual, and, you know, I may be ignorant to some things, you know?
To me, that sounds like you're just going to argue with everything I'm saying.
No. Generally, I'll just be asking questions. I'm not really...
Don't be peeping the question, Tom. All right. So the first one is, so remember, Chantel's always answering first, guys.
Okay.
All right, cool. So the first question is, do you believe in the phrase, if they wanted to, they would, in romantic relationships?
110% yes.
Okay.
No, 110%. Actually, 110%.
Are you sure you want Chantel to answer first? Because I want to hear answers so they don't, like, copy hers first.
Yeah. This I'm very sure on, so you guys can go first because I'm not budging.
No, I know this thing is going to copy some answers.
No. I'm just saying, before Chantel answers, I think we should give our short answers.
Yeah.
Then we should see what a woman thinks. I don't want set man on this podcast changing their answers based on what Chantel is saying.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm just saying. Because I saw the look at Taff's eyes when you said that Chantel's answering first. I was like, no. This thing has stopped my whole flow.
I'm screaming.
Okay.
Well, what would you guys say then?
If they wanted to, they would.
Yeah.
I agree.
I mean, it's a tricky one, actually, I would say.
Right.
I say for the most part, I would agree. But then the posts I see, if they wanted to, they would under. It's those crazy... crazy, romantic, really over the top acts of love. I mean, not everyone
can. What's crazy to you?
Crazy is
it's like flying a girl out crazy to you.
Yeah, flying a girl out is crazy to me.
That's not crazy to me.
That's a lot of money, you know.
That's a lot of money.
No, but actually, Paris is not that far.
That's like, yeah, if we're talking right now, you could fly.
If we're talking local, I think flying, like, we live on an island that's very accessible to other places. I think we're talking local. I don't, like, obviously, I think it is 100% a grand gesture. It's not expected. But if you're flying me out to Paris, I'm going to be so grateful. I'm going to be like, oh, wow, this guy's amazing. But it's not. It's not crazy.
Together?
What do you mean?
Would you fly out together?
Both of you, yeah. It's a trip for the both of you, surely.
Yeah. That's what I mean. When I say flying someone out, I don't mean like flying a girl just on her own. I'm talking about like...
Okay, so when I hear flying out, I think of the American one where it's like, you don't know this girl from nowhere.
That's
so
crazy.
So you have to fly her from one state to another state because America's long. So when people say in England, I'm like, are we flying out random people to the country?
No.
Or is it people you know?
I'm talking like flying a girl out to... somewhere else in Europe.
No, Paris.
Yeah, if it's your girlfriend.
Paris
is
possible. Paris is possible.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That's cool.
Paris is possible.
But
Tom?
I do partially disagree.
Okay.
Listen, man, like, I'm not gonna lie, your feelings and your priorities don't always coincide. Sometimes you have to put your feelings aside to, you know, prioritize whatever you have to in your life. Some man out here working jobs, going uni at the same time. So it's like he actually just doesn't have time because in between man studying, he's exhausted.
But let me tell you this story.
Like, and because even though he wants to, because I want to do a lot of stuff, but I ain't got the time or money. I want to do a lot of stuff, but I just don't have the time.
Wait, can we clarify? Are we talking about our age group?
Yeah, let's talk about age group. Yeah.
Like, sometimes you just don't have the time. Like, what's it called? Let's say I'm talking to someone during exam season. I'm ghosting during exam season. And don't say if I want to, I do. I don't want to take no exams, but I have to take my exams.
I think the phrase, if they wanted to, they would. It more pertains to, so when you do have free time, how do you choose to spend that free time? Your disposable income, how do you choose to spend your disposable income? Because if you're going to watch football matches with your boys every now and then, you're spending free money, going club, buying tables.
That's £6.
I'm trying to write, it's even 10.
Spend it's 10. £10 for a table.
Oh, no. Wait, what did you say?
£10 for a table?
I thought you were talking about...
£6.
Yeah, I'm saying trying to write £10.
Oh, £10. Yeah. So if you're doing all this and you're spending your money in frivolous ways, but then when it comes down to Valentine's or getting a gift for your girlfriend, you can never spare that similar amount of money or that amount of time that you're
on other things. I think that people like to compromise. Like, people, for the person that they love, they will compromise or even have deep feelings for, not even love. I genuinely think that... I don't think that a man will go broke for a girl, but I think that they'll stretch their pockets a little bit if they genuinely, if they wanted to. I really do think that they would.
A man would go broke for a girl, because when people are in love, you do silly things.
Yeah.
You know, your pride's involved, you care about this person. So you would really go broke for a girl.
Yeah, that's what I think. If he wanted to, he would. Like, I think that certain things, first of all, you shouldn't have to ask for. I think a lot of women out there, if you find yourself asking for certain things, that man doesn't like you.
Wait, think of it like this. So what if he doesn't know better? Like, what if he doesn't know that you would want to get flown out?
That is fair enough, but I think it gets to a point where you should know.
But like, how? Because it gets to a point where...
You need to learn your person.
You'll learn.
I think it gets to a point where, especially if, like, you, like, as the woman in the relationship, you know that you know your person enough, you know what they want, and... I know that not everyone works the same timeline, but it's going to get to a point where you guys should be on the exact same page. If you know that you're at a certain point in your relationship and you know what you want to do for him, and he's not at the same, then
he's not on the same level.
He don't rate you. He don't like you. Okay. If he wanted to, 100% he would. I've experienced a man that did everything without me asking. I've experienced a man that did fuck all.
And where's the guy that did everything?
Huh?
Where's the guy that did everything?
Facts.
Well, he did everything, but he also did everything that he should be doing as well.
They're not around no more,
but he's my favorite ex, so.
Fair enough. You're a minister.
Because are you?
No, of course.
I just think that, okay, if you, because the way Mo said it, it was a very specific context.
Yeah, for romantic relationships.
But I just think that statement is used so broadly across everything just because they feel a bit let down.
Yeah.
A lot of girls don't want to fathom the fact that he may have something that is actually of more importance than you.
I think it's like his future.
Like, no, don't get me wrong. Certain man be out here using mad excuses.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I think there is like a midway. Cause that's why I say, I don't think the statement is actually completely wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of times where men are just being lazy or being quite inconsiderate and refuse and just don't think of the girl's feelings and what they would actually want. But a lot of times on the timeline as well, I've been seeing
timeline.
This brother has a
timeline, Tom.
This brother has a child.
What are you talking about right now?
I was just looking at what's it called, a third
timeline.
I was like, this brother actually has a child, and the child, it's not even that the child stays with mom. The child stays with him constantly, and he was like, sorry, I don't have a lot of time. And she was like, if he wanted to, he would. I was like,
yeah, but that's just an unreasonable person. But not even just an unreasonable woman. She's just not nice. She's not a good person.
Yeah, there we go.
But here's what I'll say about if they wanted to, they will. I think the men arguing against it, they basically give cop-out answers like, oh my God, what do you mean if you wanted to would? Like, what do you mean Paris? Da, 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 da. They want to take it to the extreme to where they're making, if you wanted to, he would, a ridiculous statement. But if you use a rational mind, if he wanted to buy you flowers, he would.
Yeah.
If he wanted to go out with you on a weekend, he would go out with you more if he wanted to go out with you more. Like, it's simple. It's not, you don't have to be over-exaggerating just to defeat the point and try and argue points. Like, if it's a genuine conversation, you know, it's reasonable. If they wanted to, they would. That's and like you were saying, about if he's out with the boys all the time, or if he's spending money on other things, but when it comes to spending money on you in a relationship, he's tight, you know, that
he doesn't like you. And I think that a lot of the time, men will be in a relationship not, well, you're the men, so I could be wrong. Tell me if I'm wrong. They'll be not doing things for a certain girl. Because I think maybe that they just don't realise that they don't like her as much as they think. I don't know, tell me if I'm wrong, but like, it's not like you're purposely saying, I'm not going to do this for this girl. Mm. It's just that in your heart of hearts, you know you don't like her enough to want to innately do these things.
Yeah, you just I think that's true. You don't see as worth the extracurriculars.
Yeah,
the
thing is, exactly,
it's the fact
it.
That you no, I don't know. The thing is, I don't know about that. But
wait, Tom,
I don't know about that. Hold on, I don't think we're on the same page.
Oh shit!
No, I don't think that people are actively thinking. Like people think that I might not like them. But do you know when you care about something, like it'll actually be on your mind?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
But like, it's not even the fact that you know that you don't like it. It's the fact like as much as whatever else you're doing.
Yeah.
But the fact that she's not actually even coming to mind at all.
It's the fact that you're not even sat there and thinking, this is what I should be doing. I think just accept that you do not like this girl the way that you think you do. Mm. And I think that I've experienced men like that where they're just not doing things. And it's like, do you actually like me? Like, you're out here saying that you like me, but you're not doing these basic things. Just sit down, look at yourself in the mirror. Do you actually want me? And most of the time,
As someone who wants those things to be done for you by a man, how do you measure what you deem to be maybe okay? That's too much or out of his bounds. Like, do you have something in you where you know exactly what this guy's capable of?
Yeah. So,
for you?
In terms of like our age group, obviously we're in uni. Money wise, I really don't expect that much, especially if you're a student. I think I'm someone that definitely looks at someone's circumstance. Mm. So like, let's say I'm seeing someone that's my age, I don't really expect expensive gifts. I don't expect anything extravagant. But if it's someone older, I can't lie, I do expect a lot more. I think at this age right now, I think I'm not expecting the world at all. Mm. I think the potential to do that, me seeing that you genuinely want to be able to do these things for me one day, I think that goes a long way.
100%. And do you respect like the trying and failing, even if they fail consistently, as long as you try?
No, I don't know about that.
Come on,
bro. That's about that one. Like, how are you having 100% fail rate? That's what I'm talking
about. Give an example, like failing at what?
Like, you want flowers, he buys you flowers, but they're the wrong flower and it's about to die in like 2 hours. But at least he bought the flowers.
No, that's shit.
But he tried.
But if he's failing consistently, that means he's not learning from his mistakes, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or maybe
he
takes you out to a place, but you have allergies and you can't even
the trying and failing thing, I'm 100% sympathetic because it's definitely the thought and the effort that counts. Consistently though, there's something wrong there.
Surely it depends on how they fail. If they fail because something out of their control went wrong, like you said you were gonna go on a national romantic cruise or some shit, you set it up, book the tickets, Storm Eunice rolls in, suddenly cruises is cancelled, it's peak, that's out of his control, right? But then flowers, buying dead flowers, you're taking the piss, taking her to a place where she's got allergies and she told you about these allergies from time and it's your third year anniversary,
this trying and failing thing is reminding me, I don't know if anyone saw it, but on Twitter this girl, she got proposed to by her man, and she wanted she said that she wanted something a little bit extravagant, but she just wanted like a nice little setting, like candles. She said that she'd want a photographer there, and she wanted to be dressed nice. And then the guy proposed to her in a cinema because their thing was going to the cinema. And Twitter was in like two worlds about it. Some people were like, she said no to the proposal, by the way, because he did not do it how she wanted. Some people were like, she's taking the piss. Like, how can she expect him to propose to him again after she's turned him down? But I was like, no, sis did the right thing. I've told you, not every man has the luxury of knowing how their girl wants to be proposed
to. Exactly.
I have told, and she didn't ask for much. She asked for a photographer, a nice little setting, and just being a nice dress.
The photographer could have been your friend.
Right. instead, he's proposed to her in a cinema, popcorn on the floor, lights are on because the movie has ended. I think that That's, I think she did
that. What movie was it?
Doesn't matter what the movie was, bro. Honestly,
I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie. That is very lazy.
Cinema is very lazy. Cinema's mocking it.
The thought was not, it's like, she said that her man said, oh, I just wanted it to be where we have our thing. Mm. It's like, he was being cute, but you know what she wanted.
Yeah.
So do what she wanted. And I think she was right to turn down.
I think I'd greatly appreciate being told straight up, but I'll tell you the evolved version of that cinema proposal that's on like plus 10,000 IQ, what this guy did. So on Twitter.
Rent it out.
No.
Are you talking about the guy that made the her into Sleeping Beauty?
Yeah. Through the Ring, the animation.
That was
nice.
I've never seen a proposal amazing.
To explain it for the listeners then, it's this guy rented out a cinema and got his partners, friends and family in that cinema. And what he did was, maybe he was an animator, maybe he had someone animate it, but he basically projected on the screen a scene from Sleeping Beauty where Prince Charming comes over to kiss Sleeping Beauty. But this time Prince Charming is depicted as him and she's Sleeping Beauty.
Yep.
So he kisses Sleeping Beauty, she wakes up, and then the animated character then gets a ring out and throws it out into the crowd, and he pretends to catch it. And then he then proposes to his girlfriend in person.
Yeah.
Surrounded by friends, family.
Yeah, it was amazing. Mm. I can't imagine.
That's the evolved version of that.
Honestly, yeah. That guy's a letdown.
If a girl tells you straight up what she wants, and you decide to do your own thing, whatever happens is on you.
It's on you.
Especially with like the way some people just like they place a lot of importance on engagements.
Mm.
And she has told you that's important to her. Mm-hmm. She told you what she wanted.
And what she wanted was even very attainable.
Yeah, it's not too hard.
What do you think about those people that just be proposing anywhere, bro? Like, you're out in Newcastle and someone proposes in the bloody, what's that
square? Square.
Monument. Yeah, like, man just drops her knee down anywhere. Like, you said, well, the weather's fine, it stopped raining, let me just...
That's some bullshit.
Yeah.
I'd be fuming.
All right, let's get into the next one.
Wait, one question. What happens after you say no? After she says no, like, are you still together?
With that situation, they stay together and he's going to do it again, but...
What's the cooldown period?
I think... I do get why people were angry at her, because how do you work with the courage to propose to someone again?
By doing it right. Yeah. No. She did have a... She did, like I said, she laid it out. So the courage, it's not even a confidence thing where you didn't know. She said, when you propose to me, so in your head, you should be thinking, oh, okay, she's open to the idea of me proposing to her now. So you should already have that confidence and reassurance. What's scary is when there's no talks about proposal and you still go out and propose. That's when you're...
That's insane to me. People that have never talked about marriage now proposing.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
It's asking for failure.
Like, she might not know when you're going to propose, but... You need to be on the. You need to have 100%. That marriage conversation.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. What's the next one?
Okay, so Chris Rock famously once said, "Only women, children, and dogs are loved unconditionally. A man is only loved under the condition that he provides." Is that true?
I don't think women are loved unconditionally, bruv.
Tom, I wasn't asking you.
Oh, my God. Wait, hold on. No.
That's a great moment. So it don't matter what you say now, nigga. We're gonna clip that.
Are we meant to answer first?
Because
again, set man are changing the answers based on.
Yeah, Taff definitely is.
What do you mean? Set man are changing.
Go ahead, Tom.
You know, terrible.
So why don't you think women are loved unconditionally?
Nah, I think they're scrutinized quite a lot. There's definitely conditions to women's love. Dogs are loved unconditionally, unless it's
okay. What do you?
I think that women will be scrutinized, but unconditional love, is still there. Really? Like I think women can get away with a lot of crap in marriages, for example. Mm-hmm. Women can get away with some, and their man will remain.
Yeah. What are the conditions you believe women are?
No, I do think there's a lot less conditions than the love for women than there are for men when it comes to love.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it's unconditional, bruv.
What are the conditions?
Listen, cheating didn't even deal with it. You'd be surprised how much embarrassment will affect a man's choice.
But you'd also be surprised how many men stay after getting cheated on.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's not even the cheating.
It's the embarrassment. Yeah.
You know, 21 had that line in it. I don't care what you do in the streets, just don't make me look like a clown.
Exactly.
So if people don't know, you keep it behind closed doors.
Because I think the one thing that's more important to...
Wait, I just thought, imagine you come to your man, tell him you cheated, and he goes, were there any witnesses?
Before you go on your phone. That is really funny.
I just think the one thing more important to a man than loyalty is his pride.
Yeah,
that's true.
But to answer the question on my part, I agree with that statement. Men are loved under the condition that they provide.
Okay, what about women being loved unconditionally and children as well?
Yeah, women and children are loved unconditionally because there is no condition for them. You get me? In that, you know, a child's a child. Like that, you can't gain anything from a child. A child has no innate responsibilities assigned to its gender. So, of course, you're just going to love it unconditionally for what it is and who it truly is. A woman, same thing. Like, you're not going to have, like, the thing is, if we're talking traditional relationships where the man's the provider, in that nuclear family situation, though, of course, the woman's loved unconditionally because it's like, you know, under the condition you do what, like, tend to, like, the children, like, but, you know, we're both parents, so we both do that and stuff.
Yeah.
But a man, you get me, he has to provide the simple thing of you need to put food on the table and bring something. You need to be bringing something because you on your own is, like, no one cares. Like, no one generally cares, you on your own.
Well, just to bring another female's perspective into it, someone in the comments said, try being a fat, ugly woman and see how much society loves you, or woman who doesn't want children.
Oh, please. You grossly overestimate men.
It's true. Man don't care. Man don't care. I'm not going to lie. You won't get the pretty privilege. Fair enough.
Yeah. But she's going to find a man.
Yeah.
She will. You guys
I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie. It just depends on whether you want to go with that man.
Yeah. Because,
like, when quote unquote ugly woman or quote unquote ugly fat woman, they say, oh, I can't find a man. They just can't find a man that they want. They could find a man.
So you're basically saying if you're fat and ugly, you're more likely to have to just settle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause like, what's it called? It's just like, I'm not gonna lie. I think you really would be surprised by any man, and if you see the ugliest woman that he has ever slept with. Mm. No matter how good looking this guy is, you will be surprised. Yeah, you will honestly be like, what the actual fuck?
Yeah. You look at me like, bro, you didn't have to do
this. Men don't, no offense in it, but men don't have standards.
Yeah.
When it comes to casual, you lot don't have standards.
Don't say you lot. No.
You're men though. I'm
you're
sorry.
A man, Tom. You're a man,
don't
Tom.
Don't take it personal.
Yeah, don't take it personally, Tom.
If the shoe doesn't fit, don't try force your foot in.
No, hold on. Can I just
explain? The shoe fits well.
I'm just saying
all the shoes in.
That the standards, they're there. They're quite malleable, isn't it? It's one of them ones.
No, I'm sorry. Every man that I know has, they've gotten to a point where standards non-existent. I sound like a witch right now, but...
All right, it is what it is. We wanted this pure feminine energy on the podcast.
But answering the unconditional love thing, I think it's true. I think, it's not every... A man can find a woman that will love him unconditionally, but I think that it wouldn't be the woman that he wanted. Like, I think a lot of men, they might go for the... Let's say, like, a man with money, for example, he'll go for a woman, he'll go for, like, the prettiest woman that wants his money, but, like, he's calm because he's got his little trophy wife. That woman is less likely to love him unconditionally. But there's more likely a woman out there that will love him unconditionally, and she might just be, I don't know, lacking in looks, lacking in bum, lacking in, I don't know, something. I think it's just...
The best example of unconditional love I saw was that black woman on the show, and she just said, that's him, I'm going to stand by him.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
That's my man, that's I'm going to stand
like,
by him.
Stand by him. Like, I was like, damn, that's unconditional love.
Yeah.
Sorry, what did he do?
Bro, this guy was just dancing around, goofing around, and the guy was like, is that your man? Is that what you're going to settle for? And she said, yup, that's my man. Like, just like
he was goofing around, man. Yeah. He's goofing around.
How would you feel? You know that, what did he call himself? Funky Gorilla or something?
Who?
That big guy on Twitter.
The one that dances?
Yeah.
Oh,
the big hench guy, the fucking Transformer.
How would you feel if that was your man?
And be so
next thing you know, you just see it on Twitter. My man is out here doing.
Nah,
on
the TL. I can't even have a man that's in his underwear. I can't. I wouldn't do that.
There's certain body types that can't be dancing, bro.
Nah, it's and it's that dancing. That body type. You sit yeah. down, honestly, sit down. Bro,
this guy, before you break someone, before you break the ground.
Okay, just before we move on, I wanted to give you guys a little scenario based on the question I just asked. Okay. So, man, woman, child, and dog. All in danger. Only three can be saved. Who do you save first, second, and third, in that order?
The humans.
The child, the woman, the dog, the man.
The man is the man
no,
dies.
No, the man, the dog, the man, the woman, the man, the dog.
You're saving that dog before the man.
Nah, sure, leave me, yeah, stop. No. I meant the man and the dog.
That was a Freudian slip.
It was. I meant the man and the dog. Allow me.
Yo, where dogs is that?
Dogs is better than you.
It was a nah.
Don't come around here.
It was a mistake. I meant the man. I meant the man and the dog.
So you said the human stuff. You said
I said the humans.
Okay, in which order?
Child. Mother, man.
It's interesting that you say mother, because I said woman.
Oh, woman.
But I love how you instantly think of woman as a mother.
Yeah.
Nurturing.
That sounds very misogynistic.
You know, maybe I was wrong.
Wait, hold on.
Not all women are mothers.
No, but even in my head, in the scenario, I was imagining the woman as a mother. The woman as a child's mother. And then the man was just there in my head.
To be fair, you know what? I think I was wrong. Because, like, just saying like that, like, I think because of the way we perceive women, that might be why they are loved unconditionally.
Yeah.
So I think you might be right. Because, like, deep, you might just thought of that guy's a regular nigga.
No.
But you always think of, whenever you see, like, a woman, or even... You always
see a woman as someone's mother, someone's sister, someone's daughter. For me, I just see a man as a man. Yeah.
See a woman like a nurturing, caring figure.
I'll explain why I said child, mother, child, woman, man. Because in the scenario of danger, maybe I just made the situation more detailed in my head, but I was like, in a scenario where there's danger, I prioritize the child or whoever's the youngest, right?
Fair enough.
So in that scenario, there's danger. That child's scared. Who's going to comfort him the easiest? The man or the woman? And to me, a woman, it has the nurturing qualities to put that child at ease, I'm assuming, as what the stereotypes that come into my head with women, like she'll easily, you know, calm the child down in a situation where there's danger.
Yep.
A man might say, with the child, all right, he might, this is like basic, that very boiling it down, like the men, women type shit. But a man might be like, all right, we need to do da 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 da. The child's there crying. He doesn't know what to do. Like, he's telling this nigga, yo, shut up, bro. I'm trying to get us out of this situation. And, you know, the child's moving out of whack. So there's a lot of discourse in that scenario. But I think a woman would be able to calm the situation down and maybe think of a way out of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Tuff. So next question. Chantel, you've been on a lot of dates, I'm going to assume. Ever in your life, not even one?
I've been on one date in my entire life.
One date. Oh, I hope it was a good one because...
It was good, actually.
It was good. So no turn-offs.
I've been on one date. Go on, what you say?
No turn-offs on that date.
Nah, it was a lovely day.
Wow, how lovely.
Yeah. Where did he take you?
We went for drinks, like a couple cocktail bars, and then we went for food, and then we went for drinks, more drinks. Nice. And then
Where is he now?
What's wrong with you?
What is wrong with you?
They're not around no more.
You know what? I don't know. Apparently, he wasn't a good one anyway. So apparently, apparently, I dodged a bullet with him. So.
Oh. Yeah. What's that like when people have? Do you believe the stories that come with someone?
I don't usually. You know, with this guy, I even asked him because I was hearing. So like, I heard something, but it was like. Like tea from a couple of years ago, so I thought, okay, like maybe he's grown up now. This is sixth form days, but then I'm hearing it. I was hearing it again and again and again and again. So I did actually end up asking him, like, why am I hearing so much? But I used to not believe. I used to not believe these stories. I used to believe that it's their past. But boy, oh boy, did that bite me in the ass. So I'm a full believer of if something's coming up again and again and again, believe it. If it's once or twice, or if it's coming from not a trusting source, then maybe take it with a pinch of salt. But actually, you know, one thing I do believe not to do CRB checks on someone.
Really?
Yeah, no, I don't do it. I don't do
it. Even if it's from a friend that you trust, though.
Okay, if it's from a friend, but like I've literally had situations where like I have a friend come to me about like a girl that their friend is seeing. So it's like they're going to a friend of a friend. Why are they trusting me? That kind of CRB check. Mm-hmm. Don't do it. I think that you're asking to hear something that's possibly not true.
Yeah, because people could have their own intentions.
Yeah, and people gossip and rumors are made. People lie.
Microphone, just a bit closer.
Oh. Yeah, people lie.
Damn. Oh. I don't know. I think for me, if I hear something, like I just want to believe that it's not true. You know, like just as a general human.
Mm-hmm. All right. But so, Chantel. This is interesting. What's the...
Wait, Tom, have you ever experienced someone tell stories about you and someone confront you?
Yeah.
And you, Tom.
A few times, bro.
You're a menace.
Like, do you know how, like... we're about to slide by, like, we don't have Tom.
You know how I never really moved to someone that went to our sixth form?
Mm-hmm.
Like the people were about in our area, but never our sixth form. Because in the way that town works, everyone knows everyone, so it's a bit higgy. So I prefer to link people from actual Manchester, not Oldham. Listen, the rumors that I don't know who starts saying I treat women like shit. I don't understand. Because even during sixth form, I had one girlfriend, if you remember her.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember how that situation ended?
Mm-hmm.
And I was the wrong party. Mm-hmm. I did nothing wrong. Somehow it got about that I'm treating women anyhow, which I don't. Apparently I was a liar, which I'm not.
Mm-hmm. And did this like come up to a girl that you were pursuing?
Bus girl, you remember her?
Yeah,
her.
Bus girl.
Also, like girl that you fancied on the bus.
That's the girl I moved to on the bus.
No, bus stop girl. Was it bus stop or on the bus?
Well, I saw her at the bus stop when like a old white man was trying to move to her. But she hopped on the bus. But she was really pretty, so I was like, this bus is going to take me out of my way. But I was like,
so you got on the bus anyway?
Yeah,
I got on the bus. So because I heard
if he wanted to, he would.
So I heard her accent, and she was Irish. I was like,
yeah.
That's the icebreaker.
So you were willing to go the opposite way home.
Like, do you know how we used to normally take like the 425
mm-hmm.
down Ashton Road? The 184, you know how that went like a different way?
Yeah.
Like it followed Ashton Road up until a certain point, then it deviated to Manchester.
Okay. So I never asked this. So because this was clearly not taking you home, what was going through in your head? What was the, okay, so when do I approach her? When do I leave and actually go home now? You know?
What's it called? When I approached her, like I got on the bus after I sat down for a second. I sat down for like maybe like a minute and I tapped her on the shoulder.
Wait, did you sit next to her?
No, I sat like a seat or two behind her.
And then you got up and you got close to her. That one's odd. That one's awkward.
Like, no, because she was sitting down.
That's giving the ick, Tom. That's giving the ick.
So either way, I'm actually kind of happy that you have the ick for me. But anyway.
No, but Tom, but anyway, you shouldn't approach from behind though.
I didn't approach from behind. I didn't tap her when I was behind her.
When did you tap her?
I stood up.
Yeah.
I walked to her.
Okay.
I tapped her on the shoulder. I didn't sit on the seat beside her. I sat on the seat across from now from her.
Did you say excuse me or then tap her, or did you tap her then say excuse me?
I said excuse. Well, I tapped her, said excuse me. Stepped back a bit, sat down on the seat across the
aisle. So you invaded her personal space. Okay. Anyway, you said, excuse me.
Wait, hold on. Why would you tap someone if you're standing in front of them and they could hear you say excuse me?
Because I didn't stand in front of them and tap. I said I. Listen, okay, this is taking way more explaining. Okay, she sat here. Yeah. When I got on the bus, I was a bit nervous. I couldn't mute her straight away. Yeah. So man moved a few seats back.
Understandable,
yeah?
Understandable.
I was a bit nervous, yeah?
Okay.
Yeah. So man stood up. I walked to right beside her.
Okay.
Tapped her.
Yeah.
Because she had earphones in. I said, excuse me.
Okay, that was a key detail you missed out on.
Oh, okay.
I tapped her and said, excuse me.
I saw you from across the room.
Then I was down by maybe 10.
Then I was like, sorry, are you Irish? Then she was like, yeah, I just moved here. Because again,
was that your Irish accent?
Yeah,
that was not an Irish accent.
Is that what you just did just now?
No, I was just like, that was just like a girl. That was just a girl voice.
That was a girl voice.
Yeah. But what's called? She was like, yeah, I just moved here. So I was like, I started talking to her. Then she said, you can sit beside me if you want. Then I sat beside her. Because I was talking, I was facing outwards on the aisle, but I was sitting across the aisle, like across the bus aisle.
From mm.
So that's bus girl. And even her, she barely lived here.
And
she lived in Oldham though. And she said, because apparently someone spoke about me before in front of her. And I was like,
So you were known to some random
stranger. But he must be known if he's going up to people on buses because he's heard their accent.
Yeah.
And then saying, oh, that was enough
for Tom. No, to be fair, because
I saw you from across the
room.
I saw you from across the aisle.
I wasn't linking a lot of girls back then. I really wasn't. I was honestly just like,
okay. When did you get off the bus?
Yeah.
I got off the bus, what's it called? Because I asked her, would you mind if I just walked you to like top of your road or something?
Walked you?
All the way, you got to her house. Because hers was like going kind of back because where the bus stop was. And I had to walk that way anyway.
A stranger.
So I walked her to the top of a street. We stood there for a while, just talking, conversing. Then I asked her, can I take you out sometime? And then I was like, all right, cool. Can I get your number? Say no more.
Did you get it?
I got her number.
You
then
right.
She ended up being my girlfriend. Yeah, before.
That's cute.
That was happening.
Big man, she was my girlfriend till like right before I came to uni.
That's really cute way of meeting.
Yeah, that's a very nice way of meeting. Yeah, it was very creepy initially.
This is why Chantel was right. Wherever a woman goes, there'll always be men.
Just many. I shouldn't be able to go out the house and not have a man looking at me, some type of like looking at me like they want to eat me. Mm. It would be nice for that not to happen. Now we haven't even heard yet.
No, but that was actually my question. My question was, what was the one thing? What is one of the things you fear as a woman?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So whether that's what you just said now in terms of men just like oogling and goaling at you guys, at you women anyway, as you're like walking about doing your daily life. Or anything else. I mean, Taff said before we got on the pod, might throw that clip in actually, because we might have that on thing, that walking around, Dave Chappelle once said, walking around as a woman is like walking around as a man, but with £1 million in your pocket. It's like you got something on you that is valuable and a lot of people want. And so they're going to look at you in certain ways, or you're going to at least perceive that people are looking at you in certain ways. And they probably are. I mean, men definitely do. I'm definitely not one of them, but...
What I fear as a woman is just I'm kind of constantly concerned for my safety. Mm. Like pretty much every time I leave the house, I'm just, especially as a black woman as well. I am constantly like, it's not like I'm constantly on edge, but unless I'm with a group of people, especially when I'm on my own, I'm just kind of always aware. Like when I'm walking around, for example, I don't want my earphones in playing my music too loud because I want to be able to hear what's going on to me. I don't want a man sneaking up on me,
tapping you on the shoulder.
Being shouted at in the street. Like I don't like even being complimented in the street. I can't lie, I really hate it. Like I know that sometimes men they might be doing it with nice intentions, but don't shout at me that I'm beautiful. Like even though it's nice, don't do it.
The catcalling.
There are none. I don't get it.
I don't know.
I think it's disgusting.
Because it's not even like you're trying to move to it, like, rev.
Yeah.
It obviously doesn't really serve a purpose.
Yeah, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
You know what's mad? I got catcalled a lot more when I was young than I do now.
I've heard that so many times.
Yeah,
man.
It's really scary.
Well, you've had that.
I've heard that.
I started getting catcalled when I was about 15. So like 15 to 17, it was constant. Every single time. In school uniform.
Was it mostly by older men?
It was always by older men.
There we go.
And it was actually mainly by white men as well. And you know what? Me and my friend, my girlfriend, we actually experienced being filmed in our school uniform more than once.
By teachers?
By old creepy men.
I've seen that.
Yeah.
They were filming you.
Filming us.
Like, they do that?
Huh?
They do that.
Yeah. It happened to us many, many, many times. Many, many, many times.
I've got my own theory on that.
Okay, let's hear it.
These men at these ages, especially if they're not in relationships, they have no morals. Mm-hmm. Then you give up at that point.
Yep.
You just give up. Why would you give a shit? I remember seeing a study that was like, it asked men from like 18 to 50 or late 50s, at what age do you find women attractive? Like, at what age of woman in this certain, like, age time, right?
It's like a graph.
It's like a graph, right? And it's like women from, like, the lowest age they were able to pick was, like, 20. And then the highest was, like, 50 again. And most of it was in that lower 20 range. Mm. But they weren't all 20-year-old guys that were being asked. Mm. But these guys are automatically gravitating towards the 20-year-olds.
I don't know if it's the same one, but, like, I saw a graph where it's like the older that they got, the younger. So it's like from a certain age range, maybe from like 20 to 30, they like girls that were their age, and then, or maybe a little bit older. And then by the time they got to like 60s, they started liking women that were younger again.
Yeah.
So they'd, before they'd like women that were maybe like, I don't know, in their 40s. And by the time they were 60, they'd gone back to liking like 20-year-old girls.
It's creepy.
I have another theory thing. But so the way they explain it, I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this one, where it said women fear that they could be killed by a man, and men fear that women see them for what a man truly is, like you see through a man because for who he is and like the little that he has, which is why men tend to over-exaggerate in hopes to cover up the fact that women just see through them. So yeah,
over-exaggerate what, sorry?
Just in general, or just like over-exaggerate maybe their lifestyle, their character, and stuff like that. And then with women, they said that's why women tend to be more docile, because they don't want to upset the man in that scenario by saying like, you ain't shit, essentially. And because of that's where the fear of the man killing them comes in, you get me?
Oh.
So like, because men are just, the ego for a man is just ridiculous.
I think that's changing though. I think women are definitely saying men aren't shit a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
Which is good. We aren't shit. Yeah.
No, but I think that's in more of a relationship setting, to be fair. No, I'm talking about in general, because even though it has increased, I was talking to one of my friends and she was like, I still watch what I say. Like, don't get me wrong, it's not like she doesn't like play along with certain creepy men that try to move to her.
Yeah.
She still watches, says what she has to say, but she knows that she proper has to watch what she says. Because if she said what she wanted to say, it could potentially become a dangerous situation for her, even if she wants to pull out a phone and record or not. That's not going to stop her from getting beat up.
Mm-hmm.
Or worse, from a man. So like, what I'm saying that's, I think there's been more of an increase in either relationship setting or people that you actually know, kind of, or run within the same like kind of wide social groups. So like, someone that you know that you're pretty sure that won't start like weighing you in, or worse, if you talk bad. Because more time, a lot of girls still have to be careful with their wording. Even while dismissing these people, they still have to be quite careful with their wording, because they don't know this brother.
Yeah.
This could be like 50-year-old Larry from down the road. Like, you don't know what he's on.
Yeah. Mm. Men are more aggressive than women. That is just true.
Yeah. I don't know. I was just thinking about that. It was a TikTok. There's a lot of like cool things you can learn on TikTok. But yeah.
Yeah, we hope this has been informative.
Wait, are we rounding up?
Oh, you guys want to go for more?
Yeah, I mean, one more. We might as well like at least go to an hour.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah. I'll pull out another.
Just out of curiosity, Chantel, would you say you're an emotionally open person?
Yeah, very.
Okay, cool. Have you had to deal with a lot of emotionally closed off guys?
Actually, no. Like, I've dealt with some emotional babes.
Really?
Yeah.
Has a guy cried in front of you?
Yeah.
Do you respect him?
Yeah.
Wait, how does that work? No, how does that make you feel? Like, how do you feel towards him when he cries in front of you?
I felt so bad for him, but then it turned out that he was a bastard. So I realized that they were crocodile tears.
Oh, okay.
So, but I was very, very, and I don't know. I'm in two ways, because to this day, I can't know if his tears were fake or not.
Mm-hmm.
In my head, they were crocodile tears. But like, I am very, very sympathetic to a man crying.
Did you catch him in something and then he cried?
Yeah.
Oh, if so. Oh, they're crocodile tears. They're crocodile tears. They're crocodile tears. Has a man ever cried to you because of like a situation like that just affects him?
Yeah.
Okay.
I felt like I really, really felt for him. And I actually was like, it's not like I was grateful to hear him cry, but I just like, I was like, wow, like I can't believe that he's comfortable enough for me.
Exactly.
Because that was the first man that had cried in that kind of situation. Like, but yeah, he was just talking about something not to do with a relationship or anything, just something that really affected him, and he started crying, and I just felt like, wow, I can't believe that we've gotten to a point where you feel comfy enough to do that. And I feel like not everyone, I feel like it's kind of hard to come by.
It is.
Yeah.
100%.
Tom, would you ever cry in front of
your wife? Have you ever cried in front of a girl?
In front of like my girl, like a girl
any,
I'm seeing.
Any girl.
A girl you're seeing.
That's not family.
It wasn't like a full-on cry. Like, because for me, I don't like crying in front of anyone in general.
Understandable.
And I don't cry too
often. Because you know how some people like have like, I don't know, it's like, I don't think I've had a reason to cry in front of a girl like that. Like the only girl that's ever seen me like kind of getting emotional was one of my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And even then I feel kind of weird, so I pat myself up quickly. It wasn't like I would start bawling out crying.
Mm-hmm.
It was like maybe a one or two tears popped on my eye, and I had to pat myself quickly because like,
yeah.
I'm not gonna, I wouldn't even cry from the south. I feel like I just feel a way about it. I don't know. I'm not saying I said south because I've known him since like pretty much known for God knows how long, but I'm too just long. Saying that too long. But I'm just saying that I just feel a way about it. Like I'm not saying if Taff started crying, I wouldn't comfort him. But
don't comfort me.
But I'm just saying,
don't need no nigga to know that. Come give me a hug, man.
I think that men should cry more. I think that when I'm talking to a man and they told me, and they tell me that they've gone through some tough times, and they say I've not cried in years, I find it a little bit scary. Like everything that you've gone through, you've never once felt that emotional that you cried. Are you guys cryers at all?
No, I find other ways to express it, like express really? Myself.
How
like
do you express yourself?
I'm not a talker or a crier. I don't.
So what do you do?
I go on a run, brother. Leave me alone.
What, you jog?
Like, no, it's like
you sweat
no,
it out.
No, it's out of that because like, for me, it's like to get that sad. It's like I just need something to get rid, some to do something physically. Like it's either if I'm feeling a bit too emotional, man, I have to go gym because I just need something to distract myself and just kind of exerting all your energy physically without actually hurting anything or anyone is how I feel best to kind of just let all that out, mm-hmm. if you get what I mean.
Tap? It makes sense.
Do you cry? Have you cried in front of a woman before?
No, I never cried in front of a woman. That's really? Not related to me.
I've even had friends cry in front of me, you know.
Really?
Like yeah, guy friends. I had more than one guy. I've had maybe like 3 or 4 guy friends like just come to me about something and just break down crying.
Really?
Damn, you must be really...
They must really trust you still.
Yeah, they must.
Like, the fact that you're not their girl and they cried in front of you.
Trust yeah, me. Like literally just completely platonic friend.
Oh, there's no consequence, I guess.
Yeah, it's very true. Like, you know what? I had a friend that came and he was having an issue with his guy friends and he came and he started crying to me about it.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would have been clowned by the homies. Yeah. Crying about some jokes, nigga. Tough enough. No, I don't think I've cried. Like, in front of anyone, like that's not family, and I don't think I've cried in years. But like, I haven't had a reason.
You've not cried in years.
Yeah, years. Like, damn it. Like maybe 7, 8, 9. Like, I'll be honest. Yeah,
is that not crazy to you guys?
7, 8, 9 years.
It's like when I cried to that friend. That was like just a little over a year ago. And last time I cried was the last time I got beat. Was by my parents. Like, yeah.
Yeah, those are the last time regulators were coming when I was.
Wait,
getting
when
beat.
Was the last time you cried?
2020 October.
2020?
Yeah.
I find that so mad.
No.
But I think that maybe I'm just an emotional person. Like, I'm someone that cries literally all the time. Like, and it's not even, I'm not like full-fledged tears, but like, I've always been a crybaby, but like, if I feel emotional, I'll let the tear just, I'll pattern up in 5 minutes, but I'll let myself cry.
No, for me, like, I'd feel emotional, but I'd never cry. Like, I haven't cried historically. Like, I think the last time I cried, generally, was I lost my mom in, like, 2015. And then I cried, like, for a long time that whole year. So then after that, I just didn't cry anymore. Like, that was it. Like, I still think about it and I get sad, but I don't cry, like, anymore. An example would be the Kanye West documentary. Have you seen it?
I've not seen it yet. I'm dying to.
Nah.
No spoilers.
Oh, but you see his mom in the video, right? And I'll be honest, like, so I watched the video and I saw his mom and how his mom supported him, comforted him, just saying, oh, Kanye, da 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 da. And I thought about what I'd lost in a mother in that video, but I didn't cry. I was like really sad. I was deeply sad, but I didn't cry about it. You get me? So like, I still feel that. I think maybe my sister would have cried if she thinks about it, but nah, not me.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Crime isn't really like a default. Like, for me, like a year ago, it took a lot for me to, and even then it was just like the single tear before I, like, you know, I was like, composure, bro. Like, big man, I need to get my composure back. Cause it took a lot. I was like, cause even if I'm just sad, I don't think that's enough for me to cry.
No.
I need to be like hella sad and fully overwhelmed for me to even like feel like I'm welling up.
No, you know why? I think for me, I sort of basically had the mentality of like, there's no time to cry. As in like, you just have to be like when that happened in 2015, for me, it was like, oh shit, GCSEs. I need to revise, like, I don't have time to cry. Like, 15, need to revise, cool. After GCSEs, it's straight into college. So you need to revise for college. Like, there's no time to really be sad in that moment. So I'm literally just saying, all right, cool. You need to just keep going, like, and get all these things. Because the last thing I wanted to do was sort of pause everything, and then I'm behind on where I should be in life and stuff. So that was it for me. Like, I just moved and thing. Yeah. But I don't think it expressed itself in like toxic ways where you say like, when if someone doesn't show emotions, they would basically you'd see them express it in like some weird way, like maybe they're more violent or aggressive, or they're quick to anger. If they're not thing, then they're the other thing as well. Mm-hmm. But luckily for me, like, I don't think that was where I was at, like, or even I don't think I overdid things, like to say I suddenly started going gym to not think about it. I suddenly started doing all this, that, and the other. Like, we just kept it going.
I don't know. I think for me, it's like talking has never really been an outlet for me when it comes to it. It's just, it feels weird. It feels very weird for me.
100%.
Like, and it's not even like on a I'm a man type of vibe. Because you might have met my dad, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
He's a quiet guy. And he's just very quiet, keeps to himself, reserved. But he doesn't really talk about his feelings. And it's funny because growing up, my dad was always working. So I spent a lot more time with my dad. But I spent a lot more time with my mom. And my mom's a very emotional person. I ended up pretty much just like my dad somehow. Mm. Same with my sister, as well, older sister as well.
What, she ended up like your dad or like your mom?
Like my dad. Because my dad was always working. My mom's always at yard. Mm. Like, because she was working that. So it was funny how we both end up like my dad, even though we're around the most emotional person ever. Because no matter what most of my mom's feeling, she's going to let it out. Which is...
I'm like your mom.
I just think that's a crazy concept. Because it feels weird just...
Yeah. I'd say my dad's pretty much like your dad. I'd say I'm like my dad. Mm. I just tend to just be chill.
Mm.
It would be a lot. It would take a lot for me to make me cry. Even when I cried like 2 years ago, it weren't proper tears. It weren't like going all the way down my face type shit. It was, I can feel it welling up in my eyes, wipe it away, sniff a little, move on.
But then for me, like, there's the not crying thing, but then I still have to be, like, emotionally intelligent to be able to have a conversation about how I feel. Like, so to sit down with my dad and be like, bruh, we need to talk about this, and this. Mm-hmm. Or sit down with my sister and be honest and be open, because... like, if you're closed off emotionally, you can't have certain conversations. Like, for my sister, like, she's more emotional. And if I'm her older brother, I need to be able to sit down and be, like, even though I'm not as, I need to be able to listen to her because she needs someone to speak to about things. You get me?
Mm.
So you have to be emotionally intelligent enough to just say, okay, cool. How do you feel about this? This is how I feel about this. How are you handling this? And I be like that. You can't just close yourself off and be some robot and like, you just don't feel nothing and you don't understand other people when they're sad and stuff like that. I think that's when you're far gone. That's when you're proper far gone.
I think that being like someone that cries, it's helped me in that I'm very sympathetic of people being emotional, but it took me a long time to be in tune with my own emotions because my default was always crying. And I'd always get in trouble for crying as well. Like, my mum, she's a Zim woman. She's like, what are you crying for? She's a, why are you crying? I'll give you something to cry about type of person. So because of that, I didn't really know how to like sit down and think about what it is that I'm feeling. And then that made me cry even more. Mm. So it's only as I've gotten older that I've been able to be more in tune. But I wish that was a skill that I did have earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And crying defo kind of covered that up.
Mm. I don't know. I think because I had certain very unhealthy, emotionally unhealthy friends.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have an outlet, so like it kind of just led to them emotionally dumping on me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like emotionally dumping and like, you know, talking to your friends about your problems is very different.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, like there's a fine line between one and the other. Like talking to your friends, like shit, like if you need to talk to someone, fair enough. But emotionally dumping on someone for every little thing that happened, and constantly, and it takes a toll on you, innit?
Yeah, yeah.
And because like I felt that toll, I felt very uncomfortable talking to other people. My worst fear is like having that toll on someone else and being like a burden. So even like now, even my friend says like, oh, it doesn't worry, it doesn't matter. You can talk about it. And they're being honest. And I know they're being honest. I still feel a way about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know like the toll that constantly dumping on someone can take.
You know what I imagine? Like this animation on Instagram where it's this thick man that's walking and he's clear, like he's as white as Tom's hoodie, but every time someone's sad, he'll touch them and then he'll take on that darkness. Seen, yeah. And then he'll walk, touch someone else, and then the hoodie turns black because he's taken on everyone's like sadness and pain, but there's no one to take his or handle his pain. So he's just stuck there like, well, what do I do now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what I visualize when you tell that story, Tom. Mm-hmm. Like, you're the stick man.
Well, I don't know. That's basically it. Like, even now, like, my... what's it called? Because they were quite... people I was friends with were quite selfish people. I'm not friends with them right now, but... You know who I'm talking about, Taff.
No, don't do that.
Don't do the names. Don't do the names, Tom.
I don't know shit.
It's back on. But you know what I'm talking about.
Don't do the names, Tom.
I'm not doing no names, bruv. So yeah, we haven't even spoken to him in years, so it's not like
that. Stop saying we.
I'm not because I know you haven't even. But what's it called? I just know the toll that takes, and it's a lot. It really is a lot. Like, sometimes after leaving them, you just feel drained, bruv.
Yeah.
You feel so drained. It's different when someone's talking to you about the problem so you can help them.
Yeah.
But someone that's constantly coming to you with the same problems. No progress, just constantly.
Yeah, now it is.
Dumping on you. These men aren't working to fix themselves. These men aren't working to get no help from no one else.
I've had to cut off a friend because of that.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I'm understanding that people work at different rates, people work at different, I don't know, people take time to come to certain realizations, but if you're ending up in the same issues, the same problems, coming to me for advice and giving you advice, or you don't want to try different methods to try and fix your life, fix yourself, and you want to come and dump on me, it gets to a point where I can't do it anymore. And it took a toll on my mental health, this person. Like, I was really, really feeling drained and feeling like every time I speak to them, I'm going to have to kind of take on their problems, and I ended up having to just be like, I can't do it. And I felt really bad. I felt really selfish, but I don't know. There was just kind of someone that didn't want to be helped.
Gotta put me first.
Gotta put me first.
At times it is good to be selfish. At times it is good to be selfish. When it comes to your mental health, that's something you should always, almost definitely, for the most part, be selfish about.
I completely agree.
Yeah, you gotta look out for yourself first of all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But damn, that was an emotional
ending
and informative episode on the pod with Chantal as a guest. I definitely feel like she brought something out in each of us. It was good to see.
We love to see it.
Certain people opened up more than they have before.
Yeah, thank you for that, Tom. What, you meant me?
I meant the both of you, to be honest. But Tom especially.
Yes, Tom especially.
Tom especially. But yeah, hopefully this isn't the last time we have a woman on the pod, so we can hopefully see something similar. But
I
like
have you on again
similar.
Soon.
Yeah, I'm coming back.
We have you on again.
I've invited myself.
Yeah, 100%, 100%.
Definitely,
Chantal should come back.
Yeah.
But this has been Sado's podcast. I've been your host Mo, aka the Wild Card. I've been joined by
Who's Taff? For you found out on the pod, aka the Champion.
Your boy Tom, voice of the streets. It's one of them ones.
And Chantal.
Thank you guys for watching or listening. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Follow us on TikTok and Instagram. Like the page on Facebook. Follow us on all major streaming platforms except for SoundCloud. Again, if that's your primary, big man. Evaluate.
Niggas is broke.
Again, thank you, Chantal, for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
It's nice for someone to bring some emotion to this with these robots because it's love. But anyway, thank you guys for listening. Make sure you subscribe, share with your friends. And sliding out.